morning. У микрофона Рита Белова со словами-ловушками. Но те, кто слушают, в капкан не попадутся. Так что смело вперед! Итак, сегодня...
Damage and hurt. Damage and hurt.
Вначале послушаем бюллетень новостей об урагане, который пронесся по юго-восточной Англии 16 октября 1987 года. Подумайте, почему было так мало человеческих жертв и телесных повреждений?
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Friday, the 16th of October, 1987. Early this morning, at around 2 o'clock, a hurricane hit the southeast of England with winds of up to 200 kilometres per hour. Thousands of houses and cars were damaged as winds knocked over more than a million trees. Very few people were seriously hurt because they were sleeping during the storm. But some people were very lucky. One man was in bed when a tree fell into his bedroom. His house was badly damaged, but he was not hurt.
Итак, ответ. Люди проспали ураган, пронесшийся ночью, и потому не пострадали.
Very few people were seriously hurt because they were sleeping during the storm.
А сейчас послушайте еще раз и подумайте, какое слово означает материальный ущерб, damage, а какое телесное ранение, hurt. Это наши два слова-ловушки.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Friday, the 16th of October, 1987. Early this morning, at around 2 o'clock, a hurricane hit the southeast of England with winds of up to 200 kilometres per hour. Thousands of houses and cars were damaged as winds knocked over more than a million trees. Very few people were seriously hurt because they were sleeping during the storm. But some people were very lucky. One man was in bed when a tree fell into his bedroom. His house was badly damaged. But he was not hurt.
Итак, нанести ущерб, глагол здесь в прошедшем времени.
Damaged. D-A-M-A-G-E-D. Damaged.
А нанести телесное повреждение, ранить.
Hurt. H-U-R-T. Hurt.
Итак, damaged употребляется, когда мы говорим о неодушевленных предметах, и, кстати, наши органы тоже относятся к неодушевленным предметам, а hurt употребляется в отношении людей. Всего доброго! Bye-bye!